Date with Destiny by Julia Chapman. Read by Elizabeth Bauer. Chapter 1. Their death threats. Samson O'Brien looked at the screenshot displayed on the mobile being held out across the desk and found himself shrugging.
Could be, he said.
Or they could be just the usual social media trolling which has no substance. Laconic eyebrows raised over chiseled cheekbones, even the act of surprise looking nothing short of perfection on the face opposite.
I wish I shared your nonchalance, but then you're used to danger. The most reckless my life gets is when someone hands me a pair of scissors the wrong way round.
The statement was accompanied by a self-deprecating smile, brown eyes twinkling, auburn curls framing the features of an angel. And Samson found himself wondering why he felt such antipathy towards the man sitting across the desk from him on the ground floor of the Dales Detective Agency. Granted, the visitor was dressed in a lurid outfit, a tracksuit bottoms and puffer jacket combo, the entirety made of corduroy in a gaudy floral pattern bright enough to induce a migraine. Not to mention the acid green trainers, which completed the get-up. But Samson knew nothing about haute couture and was the last person to judge another by their sense of fashion, particularly when the person in question made his living cutting cloth to fit the rich and famous and had become a celebrated reality TV host because of it. Tyke. A man of such renown, he bore only a single name, like a Brazilian footballer, darling of the society pages, a constant on red carpets of all descriptions, various beauties dangling off his arm, and host of The Nines, one of the most popular programmes on British TV. He'd come a long way from the gawky lad who'd spent his summers visiting relatives in Bruncliffe and answered to the name of Jake Ramsbottom. The moment Samson had arrived at the building on Back Street, and Ida told him, in an awed whisper, that he had a very important client waiting, he'd sensed something was up. It took a lot to impress Ida Capstick, and given that the four occupants of the downstairs office were currently drinking tea from the daintiest of cups, replete with matching saucers and slices of fruitcake on bone china plates, Ida was impressed with this TV icon. Normally, mismatched mugs sufficed, a couple of biscuits if they were lucky. But Ida's veneration wasn't enough to sway Samson. He shook his head.
I'm sorry, Mr. Ramsbottom.
Tyke. Just Tyke. The man intervened with a grin, turning his focus to the preternaturally still figure sitting next to Samson. That's all anyone calls me. There was a slight intake of breath in response from Samson's colleague. Nothing more. Delilah Metcalf might as well have been turned to salt, like a modern-day Lot's wife. Perched on the edge of her chair, she was unable to tear her gaze from Tyke's face, not a single interjection leaving her lips. In fact, since she'd entered the room alongside Samson and been introduced to their guest, she hadn't uttered a word. Which, for anyone who knew Delilah, was a miracle of major proportions. She was starstruck, as was her Weimaraner, Tollpuddle. Normally, the dog didn't dispense his friendship so easily where newcomers were concerned, but the second he'd seen the man sitting in one of the client's chairs, Tollpuddle had made a beeline for him. His large grey head was currently resting on Tyke's lap, his ears were being ruffled, and his face was bearing an expression of canine ecstasy. Samson knew, in a searing moment of honesty, he was jealous of the ease with which Delilah's and Tollpuddle's affections had been stolen. Affections normally bestowed only on him. He also knew that was why he was so reluctant to offer up the agencies of the Dales detectives to this man-god. His frank self-assessment didn't change his mind.
I'm sorry, but we're just flat out at the moment. I don't see how we can take anyone else on, he persisted.
Please. Tyke